Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Today is 11-11-11, mm-hmm. Strange day.
Be able to do the first one. It's
really
I think that's so. And I can help you with the
Mishreya Sai stuff.
Let's see.
Oh no, Sarveshu.
Sarveshu.
Hang on a second.
Okay, I can.
Bhandarkar.
Number 4.
Okay.
Bhandarkar lesson. What is it?
Lesson 17, is it?
Lesson 18.
Page 150 in the old book, sentence 4. Okay.
Okay, I'll try
that
first. Sarveshu kusumeshu shirish kusumam
shirisha kusumam
shirisha kusumam mradishtham. Sarveshu kusumeshu is on all the flowers. It's locative plural for sarve kusum. Kusum is flowers, I think.
Yeah,
kusum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep,
so
right.
on all the flowers. Shirish kusumam. Shirish, maybe in all the flowers, that flower is the best or something.
So you'd say among, you know?
Among
that's
all
a common
flowers.
For locative?
For when you've got a locative plural,
okay.
You can say
among.
In, on, at, or among.
Oh,
and sometimes
okay.
Among, so among all of the flowers.
Okay.
Among all the flowers, Shirisha flower. So Shirisha kusumam. So Shirisha is...
the type of flower.
Just the type of flower.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be in... so, among all the flowers, this flower is the best. So is that accusative or... that's accusative. So kusumam...
There's no noun. There's no verb there.
There's no verb there, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it can't be accusative.
So it has to be nominative.
Mm-hmm.
But Carol, when you say a sentence... Sorry, this is so basic. But when you say a sentence like, among all the flowers, this flower is the best...
Is only nominative. The verb to be can't take an accusative, because it, instead of making a subject-object verb, what it makes is a predicate nominative.
Predicate. This is the third time you're telling me about predicate nominative. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know,
okay.
It's hard. I can't remember that either. We
because I was
just the verb to be. Just think the
as,
verb to
yeah.
be is going to have an adjectival or a predicate nominative relationship.
And is it
or,
only the verb to be that?
Yeah, like bhavati or us. Bhavati, vartate,
mm-hmm.
anything that means is,
yeah.
is becomes, you know, that sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's more, like us and bhu are the, and vritta uh-huh. are the most important ones.
So then, shirisha kusumam, but shirisha kusumam is not actually a compound.
It is
a compound.
It is.
Shirisha kusumam, so that's a nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Mradishtam must mean something to do with is the best or... so the...
It's
the
soft.
Ishta. Oh,
it's
ishta.
Actually...
Sorry?
It's you can find you'll, it's in the book, but it's soft is what it means.
Oh, I see.
I think it was in the book. Let me see.
Yeah,
147. It's mridu.
Oh, so then we have to make that superlative.
Exactly.
From the mridu.
Exactly.
So mridu, and then from mridu we go to mrido. Maybe.
Look at number 2 in the book.
The ra occurring in the words prithumridu, oh I see, is changed to ra as prithu to prathiyas, comparative, and fresh. I can't read that second one. What is the superlative?
Pratishta.
Pratisht.
Pratishta.
Pratishta. Okay. So then mritu would change to mradishta. Okay, so that's superlative. And then mradishtam would be the... Is that like the nominative form?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, neuter nominative. Yeah. Okay. It's an adjective. Right? Declined one in masculine neuter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall I read it?
Yes.
Sarveshu kusumeshu.
Sarveshu kusumeshu.
Shirisha kusumam.
Shirisha kusumam.
Kusumam.
Mradishtam.
Mradishtam. That's good.
Nihi shreyasaha aya karma patan jnana margaha. Sadiyan. Oh, there's two of this, that's right. Shrishtaha tu sarvesham bhakti margaha. Bhakti margaha. Nihi shreyasa.
Just say it's one word like nish.
Oh, okay.
Don't say the sarga.
Right.
Nish shreyasa.
So you do, that's the same with,
like dukkha?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It's going to take the Sunday, so the Sunday will be sha.
Okay.
Nish.
Okay.
Right? Nishreyasaya.
Okay. Nishreyasa.
Nishreyasaya.
Is it?
Aya.
Okay, but there's a Sunday there, right?
No.
There's not?
It's
I thought
native,
it was
like Ramaya.
Oh, okay.
What did you think?
Well, what I thought was, I thought it was Nishreyasaya. Nishreyasaha.
Yes, in there.
And I thought it was aya, which means way or going. I thought I found aya, meaning way or going.
Because nishreyas is a word for moksha.
Right.
Nishreyas is for moksha.
Okay, I thought it was like the way to moksha or the way to salvation, but it's actually the dative. Okay.
Yeah, it's just the dative.
Yeah, well, I mean,
is it related to shreyas and prayas?
Yeah, but yes, it is. Shreyas, but it's nishreyas.
Yeah.
So that's nishya shreyas, the absolute good.
Okay.
Nishreyas.
Right. Oh, no.
Nishreyasa.
Okay.
I haven't heard that before.
All right. Well, it worked. My crazy way worked. Anyway. All right. And then karma patat is ablative singular for the way of action of karma,
oh,
the way of karma.
That goes to jo. Okay.
Yep. That's the Sunday there. Sata. And then jnana margaha is the way of knowledge, it's nominative singular. And satiyan is...
Instead of way, if you use by way,
path?
You mean path.
Path,
yeah.
Okay. The path. I think that's how I did it in my... Yeah, I did that in my definition. Well, whatever, translation. Satiyan is the comparative...
Of what?
What did I say it was a comparative of? It's page 148. Let me see. Something doesn't look right there. Sadhyan.
It's sadhya.
Oh, it is bhad.
What do you say?
Isn't it? Sadhyan is firm or well? Isn't
sadhu. Sadhu means good. Look in, I think it's in the list.
Yeah,
let's see if it is.
Sadhyas sadhishta.
You know,
okay.
Sadhu is good, good, better, best.
Okay, but what is the positive for it? Or the substantive?
Sadhu.
Okay.
Sha-u.
Oh, then I'm reading this list wrong. I thought this list here on 148 that the positives were the substantives for the ones that follow after them going across, but that's not correct, I see. Because
oh,
it's
no,
a different
you,
word listed
like,
there.
Do you see sadhu in this here?
There's
no sadhu on the list.
Okay, but then
no.
They're just using, there's another rule they're using then for sadhu.
Okay, it makes more sense for it to be sadhu.
See, sadhu, that where the u is lost and it's replaced by
yeah.
Iya?
Yeah.
Yes.
But do you see what I'm talking about on 148? Look down.
148, isn't it?
They have the following is a list of irregularities.
Yeah, these are irregulars, but sadhu is not irregular. See, if you look at, it just follows this regular rule.
Why do they list sadhyas there? That's what's confusing to me.
Where do they list
under
it?
The comparative column.
Under the comparative column.
In the comparative column. Sadhyas.
Sadhyas.
Vada, from
sadhyas.
That's weird. Just
yeah, I don't know what these are meant to be.
No, they're irregulars. But let me just do something.
Oh, so they're saying there are irregularities in these positives, yeah. These comparatives.
But
these
the words. Let me just say sadhu.
It makes sense for it to be sadhu. I just didn't.
Yeah, see, the word sadhu, if you take the word sadhu, it means good, virtuous, honorable. So a sadhu often is just translated as a good person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what about a better person?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who is good, somebody who is better, somebody who is best. Or a thing which is good, a thing which is better, a thing which is best. So now the thing is, though, is if we take it, it would be irregular if it's also the... the comparative sadhyas that we're going to look at right now, the comparative for this, for bada.
It's not irregular. If it's sadhu, then the comparative.
It's not irregular.
Sadhyas.
Yeah, but what about for bada? See, that's what I'm going to look at right now.
Bada? What is bada?
That's the one they're listing here on 148, which looks like it's supposed to be the
substantive. It says. Sadhyas is harder, firmer, very hard or firm.
Mm-hmm.
For in these senses, regarded as an irregular comparative of bada.
Oh, okay.
In these senses.
Okay.
But then, otherwise, it just means more right or proper, mm-hmm. more pleasant or agreeable. See what I mean? That's normal.
Yeah.
Then it's coming from sadhu.
I see.
But if it's used in this sense, then it's in irregular usage comparative of bada.
Okay.
You understand, Kiki?
No,
it's very confusing.
Where are you reading that?
Monier Williams.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in the book. I'm missing it.
No, see, you have good, better, best. In that case, you're going to have sadhu, then sadhyas,
mm-hmm.
and sadhishtha.
Mm-hmm.
But that sadhyas and sadhishtha can be an irregular comparative for bada.
Yeah,
bada?
Yeah, look in here.
So that's
bada.
If you were going to use...
Bada.
Okay.
Where was that?
If you were going to say something was firmer or better...
You would use
you
this
could
form.
Use bada, but it would take this form.
Exactly.
Bada doesn't do anything... Like, you wouldn't see any forms that look like they came from the word bada.
Well, yeah, you could say it is very firm.
So you could say badishta?
No, bada would just mean badaha, like idam badaha.
Oh, okay.
This is firm.
Okay.
You know, or this post is firm or strong.
Okay, but
then you would say, but this post is stronger than this one. Then you're a comparative and you would use badiya. You wouldn't use badiya, you would use sadhyas.
Oh, okay.
So there's no badiyas and no badhishta for badha. There's only sadhyas and sadhishta.
Which are irregular forms.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if there's a badhishta or not, but these must be the forms that are normally used.
Okay, that's confusing.
Not that it goes in, you know, it's like not in order or something. But
I know.
Just, yeah.
And there's no explanation.
But there's no explanation. How do we?
This is Bhandarka. It's supposed to be taught.
How do we know that this sadhiyan that is being used here is actually?
Because the context.
Oh, yeah.
You have to think of context, you know, because sadhu is a well-known word.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so here, the path of moksha is better.
Yeah.
Is better than the path, and you have to see what the next one says.
Right.
Then it most, the path of moksha, the path of knowledge is better than the path of karma for moksha.
Right.
But then what does the next one say?
So that, but devotion is the best, basically.
Yeah. But among them. Yeah, but devotion.
Shreshtastu.
Because there's karma bhakti jnanam.
Right.
You know? So among them.
But, all right.
Yeah. So, like, if you had a sentence and you were going to use bada in the sentence, mm-hmm. and you, let's say you're going to say, this is firm, you'd use mm-hmm. bada. and then you're saying this is firmer, then you would switch to
sadias.
Yep. You'd switch to that, and then for the firmest you'd then use sadisha.
That's yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what you're regular.
Yeah, you can only say something's firm. You can't say it's firmer or firmest than you
using
switch.
The badha.
That's
yeah.
Right.
That's the form that's yeah. Used for okay. It. That's not all that.
But they don't even say that.
No, I know.
Well, they don't make it clear that there's also sadhu, you know.
Yeah,
but I mean, can't it be used in the sentence here? Can't you use it in the form of a
firm?
No, of a comparative of sadhu, from sadhu to sadhiya.
That's what we're using, that's how we're using it.
Okay.
But that's not your regular.
Yes.
Yeah. This is your regular.
That's right.
Bhagavad. Okay, that's clear now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we basically finished the sentence.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, sadhiyan then is in the.
It's in the nominative singular.
Oh, it's in like the Shreyas.
Yeah, it's like Shreyas.
Shreyas.
Nominative singular?
Mm-hmm.
Shreyas, Shreyan. It's
oh
us ending nouns. You have to look in the first book.
I mean, it's a long R. Oh, Bhagavan.
No, this is Shreyas. Shreyas in the nominative singular is Shreyan. So, us ending nouns. You have to remember how
but
to define.
But I'm saying us ending nouns also, like Bhagavat goes to Bhagavan, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's but goes to Van. Yeah, that's similar, but it's the whole declension.
Yeah, no. I know that. But I'm saying the long R confused me, and then I remembered you also have.
Yeah, but even the formation of all of that is so different.
Okay.
It just looks the same in the nominative.
Okay,
yes.
So it's nominative singular.
That's nominative singular, and then
Shrishtahatu,
we have that nominative singular.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Yep.
You want to read it, Keith?
Yes. Nishreyasaya.
Nishreyasaya.
Karmapathat.
Karmapathat.
Jnanamargaha.
Jnanamargaha.
Sadhiyan.
Sadhiyan.
Shreshtahatu.
Shreshtahatu.
Sarvesham.
Sarvesham.
Bhakti Margaha.
Bhakti Margaha.
I can attempt this if you can help me out.
Oh, sure.
Actually, I don't even know how the first one works. Paramatma.
This is.
Paramatma. Paramatmanaha?
Is it dual?
Paramatma.
No, what a mess. I had trouble with this.
I'll tell you the first part, it'll make it easy.
Okay.
Paramatma is the nominative singular, Paramatman. Paramatma.
Yeah. Right.
And then Anuhu. The word Anu,
oh,
Anu means Adam.
Okay.
In India, we translate it as Adam, but it's the smallest conceivable particle.
It's a little
is
particle.
An Anu.
Mm-hmm.
It,
okay.
Yeah. So you can say, often we translate it as Adam.
Okay, so Anuhu, Upya, Anuhu, and
Anoho. Anoho is going to be from Anu, but what declension? Okay, so I'm really quiet now. You guys have to figure it out. I gave you that.
Okay.
Okay, so wait a minute. It's from Anuhu?
From Anu, yeah.
It's from Anu. Okay, let me look at the word now. So we got...
Anuhu, and then it'll be... Upya... Upya... Niyan... Mahato...
Oh, gosh.
Upya... Niyan... Mahato api... Mahataha api...
What could that apya be?
Api.
It's api.
Api.
Okay.
Of course.
So it's Anuhu api? Is that what we have? Okay.
Anoho api.
Anoho api. Okay.
Aniyan. Aniyan. Mahataha api?
Yes.
So, okay. Aniyan mahataha api.
Mm-hmm.
Mahiyan vartate.
Yep.
So, Paramatma, Carol, she says nominative singular. And then from Anuhu, you go to Anoho Api. So Anuhu is like an U ending. I'm trying to think of an U ending. Guru.
Guruho.
Guruho. So Guruho is going to be dative or ablative.
Ablative
or ablative or
genitive?
Genitive.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's say genitive singular.
Gurave, Guroho, Guroho, Gurao.
Mm-hmm.
Gurave is the data. Guroho, guroho, gurau.
So, anoho.
Remember in comparative...
Duo,
let me remind you of something. In the comparative, the thing that's being compared is going to go in the fourth case.
So it's ablative.
I mean fifth case, I'm sorry, fifth case.
Ablative.
Yeah,
because
yeah. Yeah, it's you're saying better than, lesser than,
that
greater
than.
Than. It has that
oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so then it's actually ablative dual then, you're saying? Like guroho? No, what am I saying?
No.
Genitive,
singular.
Sorry, genitive singular.
No, it's ablative singular.
Ablative singular.
Ablative singular, okay.
So it's something...
Okay.
It's being compared
so
to
Mahatma anoho api api where was I and then anion anion I have no idea what that is anion
that
anu
yep,
oh from anu and Adam also okay so that's from anu and then that is going to be anion. This is where that super the comparative
yeah this
then
is
comes
comparative.
In so
it's and it's anias is the
anias and then anion will be again nominative singular right?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Api mahataha. Api. Okay. So far we have Paramatma anoho. So of Paramatma anoho api mahataha api. Mahiyan also is going to be the same idea. It's going to be the nominative singular
mm-hmm.
from Mahiyas, which means great, right?
Yeah, great
mm-hmm.
or big.
Okay. Vartate is just going to be in present tense. Is it Atmanepada, third person singular?
Mm-hmm.
Vartate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and Vartate means. Happens or to be
or just or is it's,
is,
no, it's
right
yeah from Brit
right okay so something
be.
Is and then it's going to be the Paramatma is probably Paramatma
mm-hmm.
is greater Paramatma is greater than the no
yeah
right?
No I think you're right it, is it like
Paramatma is greater than then there's also there's a Mahiyan Vartate and then there's also a Mahataha api.
Yeah.
So Mahataha is going to be. Is that also going to be an ablative? Mahataha.
Yes, that is also an ablative. So, yeah.
So Mahataha api is just going to be. Again, same for as Mahiyan. The meaning will be the same, right?
Yeah.
From. So greater than. Something is greater than this, and this is greater than this, and then God is, Paramatma is... I'm getting lost, let me think.
What it is?
I think what it's saying is Paramatma is greater than the greatest and lesser than the littlest.
Okay, it's big
smallest,
and small,
big
so
and
it's
small.
Smaller than the smallest and
bigger
than
the biggest.
The biggest or... That's actually a verse in one of the Upanishads.
Mm.
I think
like
it's Katha Upanishad. Paramatma Vartate, right, is
mm-hmm.
smaller, even smaller than the smallest and even bigger than the biggest.
Where is the biggest? Oh, Mahiyan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the biggest. That should be in superlative if it has to be biggest.
You would think so, huh?
Bigger
well,
than,
why
what you would say?
Mahiyan and not Maheshta.
Say Mahat means, if you take Anu as the smallest particle,
mm-hmm.
and Mahat, like in the Mahat is, there's nothing greater than Mahat. Mahat is like Hiranyagarbha. In, like, the Anu is the smallest particle, and
yeah.
Mahat is the biggest thing that there is.
I see.
It's even bigger than Mahat, than what is great.
I see. So Mahat.
So there are kind of technical terms, like even in Sankhya, the Mahat is Hiranyagarbha. It's, you know, it's Ishwara, the manifest Ishwara. Where Anu is the very smallest particle.
So Mahat is being used technically.
So you could say greater than the great.
Okay.
But with the understanding that Mahat is, there's nothing greater or bigger than Mahat, and there's nothing smaller than Anu.
Okay.
even though that's not very Vedantic, because even there is no such thing as a smallest particle, because it's beginning, it's, you know, infinite regress. But in some of the other schools, it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Anu is the smallest particle, like in the Vaisheshikas.
Mm-hmm.
is the grammar clear? For what,
yeah.
Yeah. So Mahataha, if Mahat is used as the largest and Mahataha is ablative singular, then the largest.
Well, you're right about saying largest,
yeah,
because we're confusing ourselves.
Yeah.
They're using a superlative. So just say great,
okay,
or big.
Okay.
It means Mahat is that which is the biggest thing that there is Mahat.
Yeah.
Greater than the great. Okay. Should I read it?
Greater than the great, yeah.
Paramatma.
Paramatma.
I'll say it as a compound.
Okay.
Paramatmanoho.
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 Api.
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 Aniyan.
Aniyan.
Mahatopi.
Mahatopi.
Mahiyan.
Mahiyan
vartate.
Vartate.
Tartha rashtebhyaha pandavaha Krishna sahayat Bali yamsa sahayat. Sahayat. There's like a doubling of the Y there, right?
Yeah, there is.
I was just trying to get that. Okay. Krishna Sahayat Baliyam Saha Kimtu Tesham Yoda Samajaha Gariyan.
Samajaha.
Dartarashtrebhyaha, that's a mouthful. That's the ablative plural for the sons of Dhritarashtra. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Dhritarashtra becomes Dhartar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a patronymic.
Yeah.
It's a certain type.
Oh, like Martri and Pitri.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh,
yep.
I see.
We haven't learned those yet, those Tadittas.
Pandavaha is the nominative singular. No, that's got to be the plural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Pandavas. So
yeah.
Pandava is a patronymic also.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of Pandu.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
So the Pandavas. And then we have, we have a compound here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Krishna and then Sahayat, which is with the help of Krishna. And it's declined in the ablative.
It's actually Sahayat. Oh, that's funny.
Why does the Y double there? Oh, okay. Yeah, Sahayat.
Well, some good reason, but I don't know.
It's unusual to see that. And then Bali Yamsaha is the nominative plural for the comparative of Balavat, which goes to Balias.
Mm-hmm.
And that means more powerful or stronger. And Kimtu is... but or yet, and Tesham genitive plural of them, and Yoda Samajaha means army and is nominative singular, and Gariyan is the comparative of Guru, which means heavy, or big or large, and it's in the nominative singular. So it says the Pandavas, with the help, or due to the help of Krishna, were more powerful than the sons of Dhritarashtra, yet their army was heavier or greater.
Greater.
So Guru is...
Guru means heavy.
Oh,
Guru and Lagu are like heavy and light. Those are used for heavy and
so
light.
So the army was...
Or strong, I guess.
Stronger.
You could say too strong, yeah.
We used to just guru me.
I know.
We used to thought because their guru, you know, was the Pandavas and the Kauravas. Guru was actually the head of the Kauravas army. So maybe
no.
We use those terms in Vastu.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Guru.
Guru and Lagu.
Guru is also a planet, no?
Yeah, it's Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Yep.
Oh, it's just pretty heavy.
Well, yeah, it sure is. Yes, exactly.
Its primary meaning is heavy or weighty, but it also means great, large,
yeah.
extended.
I see.
I'd say greater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, larger
mm-hmm.
is more appropriate there. Also means greater or larger.
Should I read it?
Dartha-rashtrebhyah
Pandavaha Krishna-sahayat
Baliyamsaha
Kim-tu-te-sham
Yodha-samajah
Gariyan.
And you know what the kintu? It should be kintu.
Kintu. Oh, there's actually one word in Hindi called kintu, which means lekin, but. It means but.
Yes,
this means
but
also.
Yeah.
Kintu means
yeah,
but.
Yeah, I just realized that. How funny. And in Hindi, also there's a word called sahayata, which means help, but it's a short a, so that's why the sa, it must be some derivation.
Hmm. Okay, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the
last one.
Will you help me with the last one?
Sure.
Dukhitasya, so dukhitasya, vrittanta, shravane, nardi, bhavanti, hridai, okay, let me see this. Hridyanya,
hridayani.
Hridayani. Hridayani.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anu. Hridayani Anu. Kampinam. Mahatmanam.
Mm-hmm.
So dukhi is. Dukhi tasya. So tasya is. Tasya te of teshu is genitive singular. His sorrow? Maybe? Vrittanta.
It's actually, I think that was
Vrittanta Shravana.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. So Vrittanta Shravana is hearing of a history or account. Oh, Vrittanta Shravani, instrumental
mm-hmm.
singular, by hearing of this account.
You're breaking the sandhi mode.
Vrittanta Shravani is not.
Shravanena.
Oh.
If it was Shravane, there would be a space. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course, right.
Yes, go ahead, I'll be right there.
Okay.
Ramayana, right.
Yeah.
So, but it's still instrumental singular.
Yeah,
I'm saying the wrong thing. Shravanena. And then, so it'll be Ardi Bhavanti?
Oh, this is,
Shravanena.
It's Ardri.
Ardra, wet.
Right, and that Ardra changes to Ardri. And you can see on page 149-50, it goes through
Ardra.
How that happens.
Oh my Lord.
You,
okay, my page numbers are different, but let me see. What number
Number
is
13.
It? Number 13. The verbal or other forms of krib, who, and sometimes us. That one?
Yes, are added to a noun or indeclinable to express the doing or being like. So we have
wow.
a noun, we have the noun Ardra, which means
like
wet or moist, combined with bu.
The verbal article also added to a noun.
And then number 14 continues, it tells you what to do with the ending.
The ending a or a is changed to e, except in the case of an indeclinable. The preceding e or u is rendered long. So in this case, we'll be
get a long
see
e.
ra.
So we get so that takes us from ardra to ardri, because we lengthen that. We change the ending from to E.
So how does number 13 apply to Ardra?
Well, the reason number 13 applies is because we've got a noun combined with the verb to be.
Oh, because it's Ardra Bhavanti.
Yes, exactly.
So we're not reading Ardri separately from Bhavanti?
It's together. It's like one word together.
Ardri
Bhavanti.
These are common, too. Did you go ahead and read number 13? Because
mm-hmm.
this comes a lot.
Yeah, we
using
did.
Using
kret
or bu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in Vedanta.
It's kind of handy.
Yeah.
Ardri Bhavanti. Okay, so because...
You do or become the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so you become wet.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk me through the... So Ardhri comes with Bhavanti, and so Ardhra first goes to E.
Yes.
So
that's it.
To
we change
e.
it to long E.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're doing.
So Ardhri Bhavanti.
Yeah.
So by listening to this account of history, he became... No, it was... So basically somebody was sad and became
yeah.
right. Okay. Hridayan, heart... Hridayan is just going to be accused of
Hridayani.
Oh, Hridayani. Sorry. Palampalekalani. So then it's going to be plural, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Hridayani will be either nominative or accusative plural for neuter nominative or accusative plural. And then Anu.
I think that is given in the vocab, that word.
Anukampinam.
Anukampinam.
Oh, as one word.
Anukampin. Anukampin is one who has compassion. Yeah.
I see. So Anukampinam is just going to be nominative plural. Was it?
Mm-mm.
No, sorry, wait. Anukampin. Anukampin and then Anukampinam. It's not genitive plural.
It is genitive,
is it?
Sorry, yeah.
So it's genitive plural, okay.
And it goes with Mahatma.
Oh, Mahatmanam.
Mm-hmm.
So then Mahatmanam is again genitive for?
Yeah.
For the Mahatmas?
Mm-hmm. So it's like the compassion of the Mahatmas. Or the compassionate, of
right.
the compassionate Mahatmas.
Yeah.
The hearts of them.
And Mahatma, we think of it as a... enlightened person,
good people, right?
Yeah,
first
people who are
people.
big-hearted, mature mm-hmm. people is all are great people. Sometimes it's just great people, big-hearted people, wonderful people.
Thank you for
sure.
being so patient.
No, of course.
We are patient.
We're all learning.
We're all Mahatmas. I'm trying to figure out what this says. Finally, is that for the hearts of the Mahatmas, by the compassion of the hearts of the Mahatmas, they become, what is the final translation?
It's something like the hearts of the compassionate good people are melted or moistened or moved
by
hearing
the
account of the afflicted, of
yeah.
those people suffering, of those
except,
suffering.
Yeah, of an afflicted person, because
mm-hmm.
it's singular.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So because, but why would the hearts be in genitive? Oh, they're not at all.
They're
genitive.
Not. They're
sorry,
the subject. They're not. Yeah.
Why the hearts in genitive? Right?
They're the nominative. That's the nominative.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course.
The hearts are melted.
Got it. I got it.
Moved. So, and Ardhra, you know, that's a nakshatra.
Yeah.
And
that
you know
was
the
my rising nakshatra, and that she was so shocked. Yeah. Ardhra.
And it's ruled by Rudra. That where it's the deity
yes.
for that nakshatra
yes.
is Rudra. The howler.
Really?
Yeah. We call it
yeah.
the howler.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's
and mine was
Ardhra
that. Because I lost my dad when I was three.
That's
so
right.
It's actually there in my chart. My rising nakshatra is Ardhra.
Yeah.
Really?
So that was like the great sorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I was
yeah,
just
it is. And it's, there also, there's a lot of association with water. And like,
ah.
you guys have a boat, don't you? Or
yeah, well, I'm
husband.
A Pisces anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he has a boat.
Yeah, there's a great love of water, affinity to water.
Oh, how interesting.
All of that, yeah. All right, I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tara.
Sure. Did we read that one?
I don't know.
No, it's
we don't think we did.
Dukhitasya.
Dukhitasya.
Vrittanta.
Vrittanta.
Shravanena.
Shravanena.
Ardhri.
Ardhri.
Bhavanti.
Should be one.
Sorry, that should be one word. Ardhri Bhavanti.
Ardhri Bhavanti.
Hridayani.
Hridayani.
Anukampinam.
Anukampinam.
Mahatmanam.
Mahatmanam. Did you read that on the top of the page number 14?
Mm-hmm.
For this, you read it?
Yeah, we went through that.
Where?
Too.
It's in the end, or on all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Tara just took me through that.
What shall we do for next week? Bottom of the page, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's going on next week?
1, 2, 3, 4. Is that 4? Let's do
yeah.
that.
1, 2, 3, 4. Because those are longer sentences.
They are.
Actually, it's 5. That's okay. 1, just to the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
Idrashi is the last one we do.
Okay. That's, yeah, that was, it felt good to have just that amount, mm-hmm. because I was able to do it and not, and also, because now I'm getting busier, so.
You know, and also it allows you to just every week read through and study this and
yeah.
just really sit in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're not in any big hurry. Be doing this when we're old.
I'm not even sitting in it, but it's helping me just in class because I haven't read it. But it's
you can sit
helpful
in class.
Class and,
yeah.
And like, we just read that 13, 14, and you explained it to me, so that was really helpful.
Hopefully all this Sanskrit study is going to keep us from getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
that's what I always say. It's my antidote for Alzheimer's.
Let's go and read some of this. Okay.
Okay.
Just we'll read one paragraph of service. And we're on.
On page
76.
Mm-hmm.
And the paragraph that starts with Shutta.
Right.
Okay.
Mm.
Who wants to read the first sentence?
I can read it.
And just,
I don't know what it means.
Just ask me any questions until you figure it out. Ask Tara and I.
Okay.
Because I know what it says.
Shata sahastra ayuta laksha prayuta shabdaha akaranta napumsakalingaha koti shabdaha ikaranta strilingaha. So shata, and then those things, the next four, it's saying these words. Sahastra.
Next, yeah, the next four, yeah.
Right. Sahastra, ayuta, laksha, prayuta, shabdaha. Shabdaha is nominative plural. These words. Shata is 100, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So shata, then sahastra, ayuta, laksha, prayuta. I don't know what
is sahastra
mean.
1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then ayuta, that must...
Is that,
is that
more than 1,000?
Keep adding a zero, so the next
one
is...
10,000.
10,000, and then 100,000 and a million.
Okay. Prayuta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so these Prayuta's these words...
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, akara anta, the ones ending in akara, napumsaklingaha, are neuter...
Mm-hmm. Neuter gender, linga is gender.
Right, so neuter, so it's an... Again, in nominative plural, mm-hmm. are neuter genders.
So you could say these ending words are all neuter.
Right, these all are ending in these ending words
they
are all
neuter. And they're neuter.
Sorry?
The pumsical, and they're neuter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gender is neuter.
And then koti shabdaha, ikara anta strilingaha. So ikara anta strilingaha, oh, koti. The word koti, which is the e ending word koti, is in feminine.
That's right. And with koti, you just have to add another zero. So it becomes
oh.
10 million.
Oh,
koti,
okay.
Koti is a crore.
Oh,
a crore is 10 million.
That's right.
So it's just giving, you know, these big numbers.
Yeah.
Starting with 100. And all the way through, you add a zero.
Okay.
Okay, so the O and so the O ones are neuter, and this E one is a feminine.
Right.
Okay,
Tara, you want to do the next one?
Okay. Etesham api visheshan Visheshan Nataya. Visheshan Nataya.
No, just Visheshan Nataya.
Mm-hmm.
Visheshan Nataya. Prayoge Ekavachana Meva. Oh, Ekavachana Meva. Yata Shatam Janaha. Sahasra. Is that Sahasram? Striyaha ityadi. Okay. Etesham api, right?
Mm-hmm.
Etesham are these?
Genitive plural.
Genitive plural of these.
And you know, api can be also or also used as and.
Okay.
It just depends on how we would say it in English.
So then maybe it's saying and of these. Vishesha are What is that again? Various or particular?
No, visheshana means adjective, vishesha means the substantive.
Oh, that's right. So we have vishesha, which is an adjective here, right?
Visheshana taya. And prayoga means use.
Right.
So prayoge, in the use of these.
In the use of these.
As
adjectives. Okay, yeah. In the use of these as adjectives.
And taya is... As, right?
As. Taya is that ta abstract ending, mm-hmm. Which is feminine, in the instrumental. And so you would just say, when these are being used as an adjective.
Okay. All right, when these are being used as an adjective, then we have, they are in ekavachana. Ekavacham, they're in the singular.
And with eva.
Eva.
Alone. They're only in the singular.
Only in the singular. Yeah. Okay. Only in the singular. Then, yata, would you say then?
For just yata? As.
Just as. Okay.
Or for example.
Oh, for example. Okay, I see. Shatam is 100. Janaha. What is janaha?
Jan is a person.
Okay, 100 people.
Yeah, so plural, right?
Oh, that's plural. So we have the plural there, and then we're using shatam in the singular.
That's right.
And then we have sahasram, striyaha.
From stri, woman, striyaha is in the plural.
Okay, so we have the plural women, and then sahasram is in the singular. Ityadi, vishesha. Okay, so then we're going to talk about them in the substantive. Is that what we're
when it's being used like as a noun. Instead of like an adjective.
All right.
So is the that thing that's being qualified, right? This vishesha is the actual thing that's being qualified by something.
Oh, I was going... Did I go on to the next sentence? Okay. So...
Yeah,
I'm done, right?
Yeah, you do this next one, Kiki. That's right.
Vishesha taya prayogi tu dvi vachana bahu vachane api bhavataha yatha gavam dveshate rupya kanam trini sahastrani ityadi. So, whereas when used as a noun, there is the dual and the plural. For example, gavam dveshate. So gavam is from
gavam, and it's in genitive. Mm.
So this is of the cows. So, of the 100 cows, or rupya kanam trini.
No, wait a minute. Sorry. You would say dwe gavam dwe shate.
Oh, sorry.
So now we're doing the duo. Remember, these are all in the neuter normally, in the neuter singular. But when they're being used as a vishesha, they can be used in the dual and the plural. So he gives an example of the dual, gavam dwe shate. What would that mean?
Guam dwe shate is. They are being used.
It's an example.
Right, no, I understand. Dwe, but dwe and shate are two separate words that he has here, right? You're saying dwe shate and
dwe. Yeah, well, look, you didn't read the whole sentence then. Gavam, dwe, look at the next line. Gavam, dwe, shate. So dwe, what does dwe mean?
Two.
And it's always in the dual, because it's two.
Right.
And shate is in the dual. Mm.
As 100.
200
cows.
So you would say 200 of cows. Mm-hmm. You can't say 200 cows.
Mm-hmm. You have to say 200 of cows. Okay.
You could say 100 cows, mm-hmm. and then you have to put cows in the plural, 100 cows. Mm-hmm. Or you could say 200 of cows, or 300 of cows. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the use as a noun. Right, is that what they're trying to show here?
Mm-hmm. Then you can do the dvivachana and the bahuvachana, right?
But
and he gives first, he's giving you an example of the dvivachana.
Right.
200 of cows.
Right. And then the bahuvachana, rupyakanam, trini sahastrani. So then trini sahastrani are both, trini actually, sahastrani is a nominative. Plural.
And three is going to always be in plural, right?
And three is in plural. So 300 of...
Sahasra is 1,000, right?
Sorry, 3,000 mm-hmm. of rupyakanam.
Rupees. Rupyaka is rupee.
Ah. Yeah. Where does a kanam come from rupee?
Janet of Pearl.
Rukka?
Rukyaka. That akka is an affix. So rupya means rupee, rupyaka means rupee also.
Mm. Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's not just rupyanam, it's rupyakanam.
Rupya or rupyaka. Akka is an affix, like ka is an affix. Mm. Rupyaka, so. You see it? Thousands now has to go in the plural. Because mm-hmm. it's three thousands. Mm-hmm. And three is always in the plural. Mm-hmm. Three thousand. So we would just say we'd translate it as 3,000 rupees. But you have to say 3,000 of rupees. Of rupees, 3,000.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying that these great numbers can be used either only in singular, they use in adjectives, but if they're used as nouns, then they can be in dual and plural as right. well. But mm-hmm. then whatever they're describing has to be in genitive.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Let's do this one last line for koti. Oh no, they don't do koti.
That's it.
It's going to be the same. Let's see, is it? What do they say about koti?
Koti shabda, they say.
Koti shabda. That's kati is the next one. That's something totally different.
Yeah. Kati.
Many
kati.
I think it's the same for all of them because he doesn't just say for a ending, so koti must be included. Koti means 10 million. The crore. They just don't give an example of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's enough.
It must be so painful for you for us to
thank you so much. Okay.